Been thinking lately. I think it's time for me to give some things up. I've been bowling this summer, and my game has not gotten any better, primarily because a lot of places have an 8 pound ball minimum, and 8, 9, and 10 pound balls are drilled for women and kids. My fingers don't fit in them. So I'm having to use an 11, 12 pound ball, and it's too much weight. It's screwing my hand up. Since I can't get a ball any smaller, I'm going to have to, most likely after this summer league is over, stop altogether. So I've been thinking about that. I've been wondering how much extra baggage am I carrying around that I don't need to? I keep on saying that bowling is fun, and then I get stressed out over it because I get the feeling I'm not doing good enough. I was listening to Jaded City last night. It was okay. I mean, it was a very late show to begin with. And it was Scott. Or no, it was Sean and Angel, two people I'd never heard of, Blind Guy Jay and Tristan. And I couldn't quite put my finger on it before, but something was making me uncomfortable about that show. And then this last weekend, my aunt did like a complete dipshit. And hearing Pod Cubs last night, hearing Romo talk about it, bless his heart, did not say it was me. I don't care. If he wanted to say it was me, he could say it was me. The proof is there. It's in the recording. Anybody who wants to listen to it can hear me be a dumbass just like everybody else. Although, and I will say this, Romo, I was not saying it because you weren't in the room. Ask anybody who's ever been in there with me. I don't check the room. Even when it's the only thing open, I don't really check the room. I didn't know you came back in until you said it. Said that I'd been here that you'd been listening the whole time. It's like, well, I didn't know you had left. Would it have changed anything? No. And I'm sorry if I used the Pod Cubs talking about that. That was me trying to scapegoat, and that isn't. I'm old enough, I shouldn't be doing that. For fuck's sake, I'm 40 years old. Excuses should have been done with a long time ago. I was being a dipshit. I was being a racially insensitive jackass. And yes, in my defense, if there is any, I don't know how to handle black people. Okay, I'm not saying that because I'm trying to get away with things. I just don't. The break that you heard last week when, and I know he probably thought I was making fun of him too, but it wasn't. Honestly, I'd never thought of it before, was talking about black people tanning. There's a reason I broke that bad. I didn't know you could do it. Okay, I'm not being racially insensitive. I'm not being a jerk. I'm being openly honest that I was ignorant to this fact. I didn't know how it works. I still don't know how it works. I'm assuming it works. Okay, that's an assumption, but I'm going to stop before I dig myself more. You get the point. The point is, Jaded Tristan said something I will never forgive at the end of his show last week, yesterday. He called two people that I have cared for many years a name I would not call any female. And what scared me is I could not differentiate that what he did with them with what I did with Romo. With what I did with Romo, it can be taken any way. If you listen to it, make up your own mind if I was being serious or if I was just generally, as I thought I was, being dumb. I'm an ignorant old cracker, okay? I admit that. Or an ignorant middle-aged cracker. That was no right for me to say it. It was no. And I don't care what excuse Tristan comes up with, he was wrong to say what he did about the GFN women. But I don't know how much longer I can go on making excuses for how stupid I am. I mean, for God's sake, I could do this every week for a number of things. And I've been lucky, I suppose, up until now, that it really hasn't become an issue on the podcast. Now it has. And now I'm thinking I should be done. I've offended somebody. It was never my intention. I've worn out my welcome in podcasting. I've gotten to the point that now I am openly offending people. I do not want to do that. Is it a more honest look at how I am? Probably so. I've gotten to be a very belligerent person in the past few weeks. A lot of that is stress. A lot of that is just ongoing depression. But whatever you call it, it's not an excuse. And I'm not going to make it an excuse. I will continue the show until Chaos gets his computer up and running. Once we get it up and running, once we get Sam Broadcaster all installed, once everything is working good, he's producing it, I'm taking a break. I may even officially stop. Because if I'm that bad now and I can't bring myself to change, then I have no right speaking to people. I will not put myself in a position where I can influence people when I'm talking like that. That's the very thing that I bitch against, is people who speak stupidly like that and won't admit it and won't stop it. And here I'm being a hypocrite doing the exact same thing. So I think it's time that Rendell stops podcasting. At least on an open forum. Being on Pride 48, being on Jackalope is a responsibility I never thought I'd have. I never thought that I would say something that would intentionally hurt someone and then hear about it. Now, I've said before, part of this is because I get no fan mail, I get no emails, I get no responses. Aside from a chat room for 2 hours, which I've already admitted I don't pay attention to, I get no feedback on these shows at all. So I don't know how long this attitude has been around and how long I've been intentionally or unintentionally offending people. But the fact that I did it means that it's time to stop. It's time to stop. It's time to take a break. It's time to step back. Look what an idiot I've become. See if there's any way to work around it. 2 hours may be just too much. Maybe now I can only do a half hour. Maybe now I can only do an hour. Maybe I should get an audio boo thing and just use these. But whatever it is, I will go until Chaos can get to the point that he can produce the show. And then it might be time for me to stop. It's been 8 years. I can't say I've gotten any traction at all. I've not accomplished anything with these shows. I mean, I've been going since March of 2006, and I think the last bit of fan mail I got was in 2006, maybe 2008. Every now and then, I'd see somebody on Facebook say that they listened to it and enjoyed it, but that's very few and far between. So, yeah, I think 8 years is a good amount, but I think it's time to be done.